Throughout history, man has always been looking for something. Sometimes he goes to try to find himself. Sometimes he goes to try to find the answers to real tough questions in life. Sometimes he just goes not knowing why he's even going. A report came in the days of Solomon that there was a man on the earth that had a wisdom that was so unique that everyone not only knew about him, they had heard about his great wisdom. There was a woman who was a queen of a nation. She is called the Queen of Sheba. In the New Testament, she's called the Queen of the South. And Jesus references this lady in the record of Matthew 12, verse 42, and in Luke 11, and verse 31. Because he is talking to people who are seeking a sign from Jesus himself. It is not that Jesus has not given them signs before. As a matter of fact, from his first miracle of the changing of the water to wine at the marriage feast at Canaan, all the way down to the present time. Ultimately, God raising him from the dead to declare he's the Son of God, Romans 1:4. The emphasis is that they're not satisfied with the signs that Jesus is giving. Now, not everybody is this way in the Jewish nation. You know Nicodemus in John 3, correct? When he said, "Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do these signs or miracles which you do except God be with him." But not everybody had that attitude. Not all Jews were like Nicodemus. And when you look at Matthew 12 and verse 38, it says, "Certain of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would seek a sign for thee." How many of you have ever heard of this new expression? It's not really new. It's called seekers, people who are seekers. A lot of people in different generations that are looking for, I guess you'd say, a church or a religion that sort of fits the way they think or the way they think they should be. So they'll try this for a while, and no, that doesn't suit me. And they'll try this for a while, no, that doesn't suit me. And the next thing you know, they may just settle on something just to say, well, I got to have something. I'm tired of back and forth and all the way around. Well, here is a woman who had some kind of education. Says she's a queen. By the way, royalty generally is highly educated. They have the means by which to gain a great education. And they are trained because they have such responsibility in their governments. And yet, it says that she came a long way. Look at verse 42. Jesus quotes her, or references her. It says, "The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it." She shall condemn this generation. Why? "For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here." So what you find here in this section is a contrast of two seekers. One is an illustration of the scribes and the Pharisees that seek a sign from Jesus. That's not the kind of seeker anybody needs to be. When all the evidence is here and a person still doesn't accept the evidence, give me a sign. It's like a person being shown the Bible verses on baptism or the one church or so forth. Well, give me another verse. As though these other verses are not good enough. As though these other verses are not evidence at all. So Jesus basically is addressing these that are seeking a sign from him. He first mentions the men of Nineveh that repented at the preaching of Jonah. And then he references this lady. Now, she's not a Jew. She is the queen of Sheba. By the way, the Ninevites were not Jews. They were Assyrians. They were the enemies of Jonah's nation, the northern kingdom. And yet, not everybody was rotten in these different parts of the world. It's just quite interesting that the Bible says that Jesus has come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but he references a woman that's not an Israelite. He references a whole city, a capital of a nation that's not an Israelite. He's using this as a contrast to show it doesn't matter what nation you're from, though the Israelite nation was privileged to have the law and the prophets and so forth, they were to be the light of God to the world. It matters how you look for the answers. Here's a seeker, or here are a group of seekers. They don't want the information. They want to try to trip Jesus up. Here is a woman who really wanted the information. Do you find that attitude prevalent in our society today? You ever sat down and studied with the Bible with a person that really wanted to know what the Bible said? Really wanted to know. Versus someone who might study with you and say, well, this is what I believe and this is what you believe, and let's just agree to disagree. As though truth is relative, not relevant unless it means something to me or means something to them. Well, this lady is given by our Lord as an example to follow. She will stand up and condemn the very nation that had Jesus right there in their presence. Can you imagine today if it were announced by our webpage, by the internet, in any shape, form, or fashion, that the preacher for the Bethel Church of Christ today is a visiting speaker, and the visiting speaker is Jesus Christ? Would there be anybody out of just pure curiosity that would show up today? Could you put them in this room? Could you put them out into the foyer and out into the parking lot? Would you have to put speakers to where you could actually, you know, put the audio outside, because it's just crowds and crowds would show up? Jesus, the Son of God, is speaking today. And by the way, how long would you listen? 30 minutes? An hour? 2 hours? 2 hours and a half? I remember down at Grant Street in Decatur years ago, Ford Wallace Jr. preached for 2 hours and a half. By the way, Ford Wallace Jr. is not Jesus Christ. But people sat from 7:30. I saw that clock. They got a big grandfather clock. It was 10 o'clock when he quit preaching, because I, as a boy, was watching that clock behind his head. 2 hours and a half. Brother Gus Nichols used to preach that long. It wasn't uncommon, folks, for preachers to preach that long. How long would you listen? You remember Mary and Martha in Luke 10? And it came supper time. All of a sudden, Martha realizes it's supper time. What does Martha do? Martha gets up to get ready. Anything wrong with preparing a meal for Jesus Christ? Nothing wrong with that, right? But Jesus isn't through talking. And what's Mary doing? Mary's right there listening. She'd listen until he finished, however long it took. By the way, is Martha a wicked, wicked woman? No. Is it very easy sometimes to get distracted with things of the everyday and all of a sudden realize I should have just kept on listening? Here is a woman that traveled a long way, Jesus said. A long way. I tried to find the information as to how far that distance was. There's a problem in trying to determine that for two reasons. One, we don't know exactly where Sheba is. If you read the commentaries, it's generally of one of two locations. One, it is considered to be in the lower section of Saudi Arabia. Some think it is actually in the current country of Yemen. Yemen. That would be south of Saudi, in Saudi Arabia. And by the way, to you and me, you know, in our modern day way of travel, that might not seem very far. But by a beast of burden or walk or even a chariot, that's a long way. Others believe it's all the way into Africa. Matter of fact, it's somewhere close to Ethiopia, like the Ethiopian eunuch would have traveled by chariot to get to Jerusalem and then go home, as we find in Acts 8. Regardless, the Bible says she came from the uttermost part of the earth, which meant whatever was the known land in that, you know, the inhabited land, she came from the extreme area of that. How far have you ever traveled in the world for something important? Well, let's start this way. How many of you have ever traveled a long distance for something trivial? Just something, just, I just like to see that. And it's not coming to my house, so I've got to go to it. I mean, mark it off the bucket list, been there and done that, don't want to go back. Just trivial things. Well, this is not trivia. This is not something small. This is major. And this isn't even Jesus she's going to listen to. But this is Solomon. Solomon. Take your Bible now and let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 10. This is where the record is. Only 10 verses cite this in the entire Old Testament. Jesus references, obviously, in Matthew and in Luke's account. But let's read these verses together and look at the details. I don't want to just sort of mention it and cite it. Let's read it together. I'll read it out loud. You take your Bible. Okay? And here is the record. When the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, with very much gold, precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Commune means to communicate. She's asking him. She's talking with him. Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. When the queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, the meat at his table, the seating of his servants, the attendance of his ministers, the apparel, his cupbearers, his ascent by which he went into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. We'll come back to that in a minute. She said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words." You mark that. I believed not the words. "Until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, thy half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeds the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delights in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. If you keep reading, it talks of other things that Solomon had. But this is the close of the record of the lady who is the queen of the south, queen of Sheba, who in all of what she learned, and then what she gave him, as it were, in a contrast to what she received. So let's think about this lady. What can be learned from her? Number one, she was ignorant in unbelief. Was she not in unbelief? "Howbeit, I did not believe the report." How many of you have ever heard of something and said, "That just sounds too good to be true"? You ever run into something like that? If all of a sudden on the news media they were to say, "The cure for cancer has been discovered. All cancers. All the money gone into research from St. Jude's for children all the way up to whatever is the biggest research hospital. The cure for cancer is here." How many of you would just, "That's too good to be true"? How many of you remember the days when polio was a killer? And all of a sudden now you've got this polio vaccine. You remember taking it on the sugar tablet, the sugar cube? I remember going to Austin High School and on a Sunday, ever so many weeks, you get a little sugar cube. I loved it. By the way, you couldn't taste the medicine, but it was on a sugar cube. Remember, I never had a sugar cube in my life. But it's like smallpox. Did you know smallpox was a killer? Now it's almost eradicated virtually. The idea that the cure for cancer, folks, she's got some hard questions. You remember her responsibilities? She says, "I've got to go see this man. I've got to go talk to this man." That's a long way to go. I don't care. It doesn't matter. We had a hospital out here in Houston, Texas, right? MD Anderson. Anybody? It doesn't matter how far that is. It doesn't matter how inconvenient it is. It doesn't matter how much it's going to cost me to get to MD. I'm going to MD Anderson. How about Mayo? John Hopkins. I've got a problem. What is the best research hospital for my problem in the world? I don't care if it's on the other side of the world. I'm going. I don't care what the cost is. Do you understand this lady? That's her mentality. And by the way, it doesn't have anything to do with disease. She wants wisdom. But initially, she doesn't really believe what she's hearing. And because she doesn't believe it, she knows she's ignorant. You ever known of a person who was ignorant and didn't believe they were ignorant? You can't teach me. I already know what you're talking about. You ever known of one who is pretty intelligent, but they knew they were ignorant of what was really important? Well, here's your example. Second thing you learn about her is she's going to investigate this report. Rumors run amok, don't they? How many of you have ever heard of a report on the internet that this is what everybody needs to do to detox their body? You know, the idea, if you eat 2 eggs and bacon and lard and all of that, you'll be dead by the time you're 30 years old. You need to go vegan. You need to give up all products that have to do with animals. By the way, that's not vegan, that's vegetarian. You need to just eat plant products. No animal products whatsoever. How many of you want to go down that road? By the way, there are people that believe that report. I mean, and there's all kind of other things. And I'm not saying that you can't eat vegetables and things like that and live. You can. But the fact of the matter is, how many reports of all kinds of good things are out there? How many of us believe everything you read on the internet? How many of us believe everything you read in the newspaper? How many of us believe everything you hear broadcast by the news media? Oh, it has to be right. It's on television, right? It has to be correct. This celebrity lost 50 pounds on Nutrisystems. By the way, that would be Marie Osmond. Lost 50 pounds on you. Every woman that's overweight, you can lose 50 pounds. Just do what I did. Man, I want to lose 50. I want to lose 70. I want to lose 100. Whatever. Next thing, you buy into the system, right? By the way, there's all kinds of things out there. By the way, I'm not, as we say, trying to disparage things that have to do with health and whatever. But the fact of the matter is, she is not going to listen to mere rumors. I'm going to find out for myself. Question. How many people do you know out here in the world have heard rumors about the Church of Christ? And they believe the rumors. Well, let's flip that coin the other way. How many of you have ever heard statements about other religions? Have you really investigated these other religions to see if the statements are even true or false? I've had all kinds of, I would class them as non-Christian friends, particularly growing up in a public high school. They were curious about the Church of Christ, and they would ask me point blank. And I would tell them. I'd tell them what I believe. Tell them why I believe what I believe from the Bible. And so then I would ask, well, why do you believe what you believe? Show me from the Bible why you believe what you believe. Well, my preacher believes this, and or my Sunday school teacher taught my mom and daddy's always believed that. That's generally some of the responses that I got back. And I'm like, well, what if it's not in the Bible? What if what you were taught was not what the Bible actually teaches? What if what you were taught actually contradicts what the Bible actually says? What would you do with that? Oh. Next thing, you change the subject because we don't want to go down that road. This woman knows she's ignorant. This woman is in unbelief. She's not going to listen to the report. What am I going to do? I'm going to go investigate that. And I'm not going to go to one of his servants. I'm not going to go to to one of his many wives. I'm going to go straight to the source. Is that not an important thing to do? If Jesus Christ were to tell you what to do to be saved, regardless of whether you believe that for a long, long time, would you do it? If Jesus, I'm not talking about Jimmy Carter, if Jesus Christ told you in this book, the Bible, and he does, by the way, what to do, would you do it? Would you say, now that's the truth? I've heard report about that, and I didn't really believe that, but now I've really, really looked. Mark 16:16 is in there. Acts 2:38 is in there. Acts 22:16 is in there. Galatians 3:26 and 27 is in there. 1 Peter 3:21 is in there. And that's the will of Jesus Christ. That's right. That's correct. And you go through the book of Acts, and here are your examples of people who weren't Christians and how they became Christians. And by the way, every one of them wanted to know the truth. Every one of them. They were devout seekers. Every one of them. Jews, Gentiles, male, female, it didn't matter. They all understood they have to believe that he is he. John 8, right? 21, 24. If you believe not, I am. Literally, I am he, shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. Must believe he's the Son of God. Also, I must turn from sin. The goodness of God leads thee to repentance. Romans 2 and verse 4. Godly sorrow works repentance unto what? Unto salvation. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10. That's the will of the Lord? That's the will of the Lord, yeah. It's not rumor. It's not a report. It's actually in your Bible. Matter of fact, been in there before you and I were ever born. That I am to confess with my mouth the faith that I believe that Christ is the Son of God, like the eunuch did in Acts 8, Romans 10, 9 and 10. And I am to be immersed in water, knowing that is to the remission of my sins, Acts 2, 38, because I have repented and been baptized, and God will do what he promised he will do. Remit my sins, wash me from my sins, save me, all the above. It's not rumor, folks. It's fact. Now, are you willing to seek it, and how far and long will you go? This woman went a long way. If she went from Yemen or if she went from Ethiopia, you're talking about days of travel just to get there, much less days of travel to come back. And by the way, she had no intention of going without leaving something with Solomon after she got through. The record shows she spent a lot of money for this information. A lot of money. As a matter of fact, do you remember the record said the spices that she brought were such that never did Solomon have any more spices like that. But with those parts of the world, even if it were from Saudi Arabia or all the way down into Africa, those kind of spices were very special spices. As a matter of fact, some of the spices we can buy in the grocery store comes from that part of the world. You like the flavors of those spices, right? Makes food taste a lot different, doesn't it? So here this woman is bringing this, and what is she taking home? Watch what she's taking home. She now is informed, and not only is she informed, she appreciates. Did you read what she said after she saw, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who made you king? Blessed are your servants. Blessed are all of these people. Blessed is this house." Folks, she is not an Israelite. She is a Gentile. She's a Gentile like you would find the Ninevites. She's a Gentile like you would find Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. who met Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. By the way, they were all ignorant, these kings, these people. By the way, when they find out the truth, do you know what they all did? Every one of them? They all changed their mind because truth is undeniable. She is a true seeker, and Jesus singles her out to show, I was ignorant in unbelief. I will investigate the truth. And when I am informed, when I get all of what I'm looking for, of all my questions answered, and he did answer every one of them, not by his wisdom, but by the wisdom God gave him, she appreciated everything she learned. So now you come to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7. You ever heard the expression, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Ask and it will be given unto you. You want a Bible illustration of what that verse means? She's it. Now the scribes and the Pharisees seek a sign. They are not Matthew 7 verse 7. They're not really looking for the truth. They're looking for something else. They thought they were all right. They thought they were fine. She knew she was in unbelief. She says, I didn't believe the report. I'm going to go find out. How about the eunuch in Acts 8? Would he fit this profile? He's from Ethiopia. He's the treasurer of the queen, Candace, of Ethiopia. When a man, not Jesus, matter of fact, not even an apostle, says, do you understand what you're reading? How can I except some man should guide me? He starts with the same scripture and preaches unto him Jesus, and you tell me what the Ethiopian eunuch did. Did he do exactly like what the Queen of Sheba did? He investigates, he's now informed, and he obeys. He didn't put that off. So this lady becomes a biblical example, not just from Genesis to Revelation, of all who seek the Lord, but who diligently seek. I close this lesson today with this great passage from the book of Hebrews. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. And that's not all that verse says. Must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Did this woman fit that profile? Did she believe the Lord God of Israel is the God of the universe? Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. That's a true God right there. By the way, I don't know. You know, I hope to meet her in heaven and to ask her, what were some of the questions you asked Solomon? Because the Bible doesn't give any record of any specific questions she asked. But the Bible says she asked hard questions. Hard questions. I told a preacher friend of mine one time, I said, sometimes you can learn about the depth of knowledge of a Bible student by the kinds of questions that they ask. Do you find that to be true? When a person really asks a very tough question, is that a person who's been studying their Bible? Or a person who's just been reading through so they can check it off on a day? Ever really pondered some of the things you find in Scripture? Start asking those kinds of questions. It's amazing sometimes what kids will ask, right? Mommy, where did God come from? There's your big one. Why do bad things happen to good people? There's your another one, right? That's a hard question, isn't it? But does that show someone who's seeking? Yeah. Does that show someone who's diligently seeking? Oh, yeah. And that's how faith comes, by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's how faith comes. Are you here today and believe not only that God is, but that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Believe the truth of Scripture? The gospel is the power of God to salvation? You're here today and believing that, willing to turn away from a life of sin and repentance? Will you not today confess the faith you have in Jesus Christ as the Son of God? And will you today not also submit to being baptized in water, immersed in water, to the washing away of your sins, Acts 22:16. That's the will of the Lord. You know, when Saul of Tarsus thought he was right in unbelief, right? He was ignorant in unbelief at one time, right? But when he learned the truth, and when he was told the truth, did he seek diligently to do the truth? Absolutely. And what did the Lord do with that man? Turn the world upside down with that man. The queen of the south, the queen of Sheba, basically said, the half had not been told me. And folks, we are privileged today to have much more than the queen of the south ever had. We have the entire revelation of God Almighty in print. The entire revelation. She only had what she had for what she could get from Solomon. And Solomon didn't have the prophets. He didn't have anything of the New Testament. But he had what God gave him to point him to the Christ, of which every invitation is today. Maybe you need to come back home. You're among family, you're among friends. Our brother Kenny Chaney leads us in a song. Won't you become, won't you subject, as you come, stand aside.